About 39,500 eligible voters are expected to vote in 34 polling stations in the Talenti constituency tomorrow. Reports from the region indicate leaders of parties contesting the seat addressed crowds of party faithful at rallies to round off their campaigns. Addressing a well-attended rally at Tongo to introduce BT Baba, President Mahama said what is critical is a huge voter turnout for an impressive margin. President Mahama, who predicted victory for BT Baba, said the Talenti by-election is a dress rehearsal for NDC victory in 2016. National executives of the ruling NDC and a number of government officials were present at the rally. The people of Talenti go to the polls tomorrow to elect a parliamentary candidate. The seat became vacant when the sitting NPP MP Robert Mozori was in scheme chief of Tongo. Pascalina Dadevo reports that though most political parties had their rallies concurrently in Talenti with a large number of enthusiastic supporters, security was adequately provided.
Be described as a mammoth rally as the Tongo Roman Catholic Park was filled to capacity. The supporters were enthusiastic, displaying party paraphernalia and chanting popular party tunes. The NDC occupied the Talenti parliamentary seat from 1992 until 2012 when the opposition MPP won that seat. General Secretary Johnson Asiedu Nketiah, National Chairman Kofi Potifi, Deputy General Secretary Kofi Adams and former MP of Talenti John Tia Kologo took turns to address the large gathering soliciting support for their candidate BT Baba. Leader of the NDC, President John Mahama, had the onerous responsibility of introducing BT Baba to the people. He did it in a special way.
BT Baba. You know what BT stands for? Better Talenti. So if you vote for BT Baba, you are voting for a better Talenti.
President Mahama said the hallmark of the NDC is bringing development to the people. He advised the supporters not to be swayed by the material gifts being given to them by some political parties, but vote based on precision and track record.
You know how many votes I'm expecting from you to show that you endorse BT Baba and NDC? I'm looking for 20,000 votes on Tuesday. It is important because this is a dress rehearsal for 2016. We need to send a strong signal about what is going to happen in 2016 in Ghana. And I want to assure you, by the grace of God, NDC will win 2016 one touch. My brothers and sisters, it is about developing the country. If you take away NDC government, there would have been nothing here. And so it's not about coming to give you second-hand clothes. It's not about coming to give you mattresses. It's not about coming to share money to you. It is about who is going to develop Talenti.
He said development in Talenti is a priority of government.
We have a few problems with electricity, but we are not the kind of party who like to deceive people. I sent the Minister of Power here, and he came and met the communities that are yet to be connected to the grid. And he assured you that within the next 6 months, we will bring all those communities onto the grid. With regards to those who don't have water yet, we have brought the borehole drilling machine. It has drilled some boreholes already, and is going to stay here until it has finished the borehole drilling in all the communities that are waiting for water. And so development is our flagship, and we will work with BT Baba as your representative to make sure that we bring development to Talenti.
The 67-year-old BT Baba is a retired prison officer and a former chairman of the Ghana Olympics Committee. From the Upper East Region, Pascalina Dadevu for Radio Ghana.
Meanwhile, the presidential candidate of the NPP, Nana Akufo-Addo, says victory in the Talenti by-election for the NPP will be the best signal to the world that the party is on the move back to the Jubilee House in 2017. Nana Akufo-Addo assured the people of Talenti and Ghanaians that the NPP is coming back to power because the party has a plan for the development of all sectors of the country. This plan, he explained, is one that is going to bring jobs for the teeming masses of unemployed Ghanaian youth, improve the country's agriculture, which will in turn strengthen Ghanaian farmers and also develop Ghana's industrial potential. In the estimation of Nana Akufo-Addo, Ghana, a country rich in human and natural resources, has her citizens being poor because of poor leadership. Nana Akufo-Addo made this known when he addressed a mammoth rally at Winkogo in the Talensi constituency, signifying the end of official campaigning for all political parties ahead of the tomorrow by-election. Nana Addo noted that when Ghana gets good leadership, as was seen in President Kufuor's time, the people can see what it does in improving the economy and standards of living of the people.
The third reason why I'm asking you, all humility, to vote Ghana is that if on Tuesday the message goes out to the people of Ghana that NPP will have retained the Talensi seat, it will be the best signal to the world that indeed the elephant is on the moon. The elephant is on the moon. The elephant is on the moon. And that, God willing, 2016, the elephant will be back in Jubilee House. Why is the elephant coming back to power? We're coming back to power because we have a plan and a program for the development of our nation, all sections of our nation. A plan and a program that is going to bring jobs back to the young people of our country. That is going to improve our agriculture and strengthen our farmers. That is going to develop the industrial potential of our nation. That is the plan that we have to transform the lives of the people of Ghana and bring prosperity and progress to the Ghanaian people. Our program is not about propaganda. It's not about lies. It is not about stealing, and it is not about mismanagement of the affairs of the people of this country. We are for progress and for development and for improving the lives of the people of Ghana.
That was the presidential candidate of the NPP, Nana Akufo-Addo.
8 out of 9 political parties have so far been captured on the ballot papers meant for tomorrow's by-election in the Talensi constituency of the Upper East Region, while the incumbent NPP hopes to retain the seat. Other contesting parties have resolved to pull a surprise by wresting power from the incumbent. In the face of the fierce impending battle, what has been the significance of the position they occupy on the ballot paper? That is, does the position they occupy on the ballot sheet have any bearing on the voting pattern? Correspondent Isaac Esari caught up with some of the parliamentary candidates who give their personal and scientific interpretation on the position they occupy on the ballot sheet. First, Mr. Benson Tongo Baba of the NDC.
These are the days that people were not enlightened, but now people are enlightened. They know that they have the symbol of the party. They know the face DT Baba. So either of them, if they complain, will win. Let me remind you also that the position 4 is a unique one. Why is it so unique? President Mills won the elections when he was on ballot number 1. President Mahama, ballot number 3. 1 plus 3 equals what? 4. So with this equation, it means that we are on the road to victory. Indeed, I pray that God should give me the victory number. And that was what God chose for me. So I know that we are going to win. They will not make that mistake. The equation has gone throughout. Number 1 has no chance. 2 has no chance, 3 has no chance, 4 is the winning candidate. So all Talensians should vote for candidate number 4, who is DT Baba.
The General Secretary of the PNC, Bernard Mona, said his party's position, which is number 5 on the ballot sheet, signifies complete victory. He gave his own interpretation.
We have no doubt that our candidate will win. Where at the close of nominations, out of the 9 political parties that picked nomination forms, 8 had submitted their intentions to contest. And we were fortunate to be number 5 on the ballot. Number 5, by every stretch of imagination, represents a number for balance. balanced because the number two represents the female gender and the number three represents the male gender. You can cross-check this on the internet. And when you put the two together, there is balance in humanity, there is balance in marriage, there is balance in procreation, and above all, it brings about unity of purpose. That position for us is to bring about the balance in the inadequate development that has occurred in Talency under the NDC and MPP watch. The MPP have been represented, the NDC have been represented. And this balance is coming through the PNC, and that is why we're fortunate to pick number five. We were the last to pick the ballot, and we picked number five, and I think that it is important to drum home this significant thing. Remember also that we are in the month of Ramadan, and the elections are going to take place in the month of Ramadan. And Ramadan, you know that our Muslim brothers and sisters will pray five times in a day. So to pick the number five represents a huge Islamic and religious significance, that this is the number that God himself wants and has ordained. And so for our Muslim brothers and sisters who go to pray five times a day, they do know that this number five is a great thing for us. Even in our Bible, the number five represents great hopes and great aspiration. And so that is why when I was walking to go and pick the ballot, I told them that I'm going to pick number five. And true and behold, we pick number five. Our incoming national organizer, Desmond Intou, had predicted even before we started to pick the ballots that we're going to pick number five. And true, we went and picked number five. So it was the number we wanted desperately. And it is the number God has given to us.
Occupying the last position on the ballot sheet is the NPP parliamentary candidate Thomas Person Wuni. For him, numbers are of no significance when it comes to elections, though it sometimes gives easy reference as to who to vote for.
Point is, numbers or position do not signify anything per se. The only thing sometimes that your position could influence is when it is positioned in such a way that they will be easily referenced so that the voter doesn't risk checking amongst people to find you. And sometimes the position that you are placed, there were some people who had votes that were not meant for them. Especially if they were trying to thumbprint somebody in the middle and they were not finding it. Sometimes, yes, you are positioned right. The significance is not that much, but coming from where we come from, where referencing can be a problem, it is easier to say you are down there or you are on top there. And people don't waste time searching through a list of eight people to thumbprint you. Application. If anybody interprets numbers to suit whatever he wants to be, so be it. I don't interpret number to mean anything. If I am down there, it makes for easy reference. And you remember when we're trying to educate our voters in 2000, we use our sale slogan, and people, it was easy for them to see. So if I am down there, I'm not in contention with anybody. So I just refer you, look to the bottom and thumbprint me. It will give me an edge, though. Having said that, if anybody thinks that numbers would have their unique things, those are for the spiritualist to say. So if they have consulted their spirits and they have told them their numbers mean A or B, so be it. But I'm just being pragmatic in the way I do my things. So number 8 is the last number, and it is easy to reference. So go, just take the paper, look down there, and don't print. As simple as that.